We'd like to extend a welcome to everyone. Baruchim Haboyim B'Shem Hashem. Thank you for joining in this special event this afternoon for the inaugural Rabbi Rafael Zalman Levine HaKohen Endowed Distinguished Talmudic Scholar Award being presented to Harav HaGoyim Harav Asher Y. Shlita. By the many emails that we've received in the run-up for this program, this afternoon is an extraordinary celebration of the koyach, the strength, the koyach haTorah that a Talmud Chacham, a mashpia, can have on an individual, those around him, his community, and in the case of Harav Weiss Shlita, to have an impact, that koyach haTorah, that impact globally. We'd like to take a moment to thank the committee who worked on this program, outstanding communal leaders, scholars, the longtime Meir Da'asra of the Albany community, and individuals who were impacted uniquely by Harav Rafael Zalman HaKohen Levine. We'd like to thank Rabbi Menachem Ganak, Rabbi Dr. Gershon Gewurz, Dr. Marion Stoltz-Loike, Rabbi Dr. Yirmiyahu Lukens, and Dr. David Lukens, who served as the secretary to the committee. We thank you for your service and look forward to your continued involvement in this Endowed Distinguished Scholars Award. We also would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to our Rav Yosef Sprung, the Menal of Beis Medrash Gavoa LaHalacha Rufua, close Talmud Rav Asher Weiss, who was indispensable in orchestrating and coordinating all the facets for this afternoon. At this time, it's my honor and a privilege to introduce the president of Turo and all of its affiliated divisions, Dr. Alan Kadish. Dr. Kadish.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Krupka. It's great and a true honor to be here. Hakaras HaTov, expressing heartfelt appreciation and thanks, is a central tenet of the Jewish tradition. It's my pleasure to welcome you this afternoon to a celebration and threefold Hakaras HaTov as we enjoy the honor of hearing from one of the generation's towering Torah luminaries. A threefold celebration. First and foremost, our profound thanks to our Rav HaGoyen Asher Weiss Shlita for honoring us by delivering the inaugural Rabbi Rafael Zalman Levine HaKohen Memorial Award. Rav Yonason Sachs, Rosh Yeshiva of Beis Medrash HaTalmid of Turo's Lander College for Men, will introduce Rav Weiss in a few moments. But first, I must note our deep debt of gratitude for Rav Sachs's invaluable guidance, which has been a beacon of light for all of us at Turo, and gratitude to Rav Asher Weiss for helping the entire Jewish community deal with the COVID pandemic. Our second Hakaras HaTov goes to Joel Margolis of Albany, New York. Joel boldly envisioned and generally endowed his tribute to his lifelong family friend, Rav Rafael Zalman Levine. Joel deserves our profound thanks for creating this unique forum, which pays tribute to the extraordinary legacy of Rabbi Levine, while thanking and learning from an inspiring contemporary Gadol HaTorah. Zalman Levine, a musmach of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik at Brisk and Rav Chaim Ozer Gradinsky, and a devoted student of Rav Baruch Ber Leibowitz, came to the United States in 1923. After a brief teaching career at the Rabbi Isaac Elchanan Theological Seminary and Yeshivas Torah V'Das, he moved to Albany in 1929 following his marriage. Avoiding any rabbinic titles, he spent the next six decades deeply involved in studying and teaching Torah while supporting his family first as an insurance salesman and then as a deeply respected staff member of the New York State Comptroller's Office. When Rabbi Levine arrived in Albany, the very concept of a Torah scholar serving as a lay communal leader was unheard of. While it was not intentional, his pioneering role set an example for many others to emulate. Not only was Rabbi Levine a devoted communal lay leader and an accomplished scholar, but he also enjoyed the deep friendship of several generations of North American Torah luminaries, including my predecessor, Rabbi Dr. Bernard Lander, the founder of Torah College. It's now my great pleasure to ask Harav Sachs Shlita to introduce a profound teacher and colleague, Harav Usher Weiss Shlita. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Kadish, for your gracious introduction and your stellar leadership. I as well want to commend Mr. Joe Margolis for this endowment, the Zecher Nishmas Harav Afol Zalman HaKohen Levine. The Rambam describes the concept of Yiras Hashem, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in two very distinct ways. When you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Dalet, the Rambam speaks about reward and punishment, schar va'onesh, consequence, repercussion. A very different description is found in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam writes, Heichi haderech la'vosel yirasa, that how is it that a person is able to attain true fear of heaven, yira shamayim? The Rambam writes, b'shashi is bonen adam. A person takes a step back. He looks at everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Masa v'bruav haniflam ha'gdolim. Kamo shamar dabit samanafshi lelokim lekelchai. And a person is overawed by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. A person gets somewhat of a glimpse, a glimmer, of kaviyachol who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That is not a reference to reward and punishment, but rather it speaks of yiras haromus, the majesty, the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I would ask a very simple question. What exactly is the source of the two definitions that the Rambam has of yiras Hashem? And perhaps a more technical question, the placement of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam place schar and onesh in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Dalet and yiras haromamos in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah? Perhaps the source of the Rambam is a Gemara in Safma Daf Chav Beis that tells us the stunning attempt of Shimon HaAmsuni and Va'amrilei Nechemi HaAmsuni. He maintained that one could be Doresh every S that is found in the Torah. Imagine, beginning with Sefer Bereishis, plowing through Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and every time the word S is used, it teaches us a profound lesson. The Gemara tells us a difficulty. Parsha Sekev, Dvarim Perek Vav, the Pasuk of Es Hashem Elokech Hatira, fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an S, and Shimon HaMasuni maintained that no one else can be included in this Pasuk of Es Hashem Elokech Hatira. How can anyone else assume that role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And therefore, it was one off. Somehow, there was no possible drasha for Es Hashem Elokech Hatira. And Shimon HaMasuni turns to the Talmidim and tells them that I was wrong. If there's one case that doesn't fit, that's the greatest indicator that the approach was absolutely invalid. The Gemara continues, Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva Vadarash. Rabbi Akiva said that, no, there is something that you can expand in that pasuk. Es Hashem Lokech Hatira, the Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim. A great Talmid Chacham, a sage, can be included within that heading of Yiras Shamayim. What exactly was the dispute between Shimon HaMasuni and that of Rabbi Akiva? The Marsha, there, Psachim Chav Beis, as well as Yiman Daf Peivav, alludes to the following. If you assume Schar and Onesh is the basis of Yiras Hashem, repercussion, reward, punishment, consequence, that exclusively is the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not the role of a Talmid Chacham. And that was the mindset of Shimon HaMasuni. Yiras Hashem is Yiras HaOnesh. And therefore, no one else can be included in that pasuk of Es Hashem Elokech Hatira. When Rabbi Akiva told us, Es is L'Rabbos Talmidei Chachamim, there must be in another dimension. Not merely Schar and Onesh, but grandeur, majesty, Romamos. And that albeit to a lesser extent, can even be said of a great Talmud Chacham. As well, Tosus writes, Bava Kama Daf Mem Aleph, it doesn't apply to each and every Talmud Chacham, but to a Rav Mufak or a Rav Muflug, then yes, that's the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. And perhaps that's the source of the Rambam. Two very different definitions of Yiras Hashem. Consequence, schar and onesh, but the majestic overawe that we experience when we recognize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. If you'll ask me why is it that the Rambam places schar and onesh in Sefer HaMitzvos and Romamus in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, perhaps the answer is also found in the Pasuk. You know, in Parshas Ekev, a mitzvah, es Hashem Elokecha tira. But the Torah also tells us the following. Ma Hashem Elokecha shoel mi'imach, ki im le'yira. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of you? What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire? And the seeming difficulty, is Yiras Hashem a mitzvah? Is it a demand? Or is it a bakasha, a request, a desire? And perhaps that's exactly the answer. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam describes the mandate, the commandment, the tzivui, the mitzvah. That is related to schar and onesh. In Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam doesn't describe the root mitzvah, but rather the idyllic form of avodas Hashem. Not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of schar and onesh, but one who is overawed by what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and has a glimpse of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Those are the two dimensions and the exquisite placement of the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos, and Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. You know, the Gemara tells us in Kedusha and Av Zayin that in an unusual way, it's possible for a Kala to give a gift to the Chassan and thereby consummate the marriage. But the Gemara is troubled. How is this possible? Kikach means that it is the Chassan who gives to the Kala. The Gemara answers that, you know, that Adam Choshev Askina, we're talking about a distinguished person, in which case, Bahiyanata Kapatam Otanamina, that when they receive, it is really an act of gifting. Sometimes the recipient is really the giver. Sometimes the beneficiary is, in essence, the benefactor. And that is certainly true of today's award. Rav Weiss's acceptance of this award is an act of giving, giving incredible kavod to our yeshiva and to our institution. When we think about Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, that sense of absolute Yiras HaRamos, in my mind, the vision is that of Hagbon of HaShoyis. What he has done individually for so much of us, and influenced literally generations of Talmidim. And of course, as all of you see in the current polemic, simply the demonstration of the viability of the Torah Hashem to address every moment of each day. That's nothing short of a stunning Kiddush Hashem. It's with that sense of great, great kavod, with that sense of ava and admiration, with that true sense indeed of Yiras HaRamamos, I present to you Hagon HaRav of Ashwai Shlita.
הם צריכים לחבר אותי.
We hear the Rav. We're just working now to open up the Rav's video feed.
No, I'm not sure. תלוי בהם, לא בי. מה קרה?
So it's a pleasure and a privilege to be with all of you today. And before delivering my comments and my feelings, I want to thank the wonderful and precious people for making this event possible. My dear Yedid Nefesh and Talmid, the Rosh Yeshiva and Rav, Rabbi Sacks. I dare to say my Talmud because in the many Sforim Rabbi Sacks wrote and published, he defines me as Moiri Verabi. And it's a tremendous kavod to have a Talmud like an amazing Marbitz Taila as Rabbi Yonason Sacks. My dear friend, Harav Moshe Krupka, Rabbi Daniel Lander, the Rosh Yeshiva, Dr. Alan Kadish, the president of Turo, who is a true person, a symbol of Torah and Mada, Mr. Joel Margolis, the donor that made this all possible with his generosity. So this award is in the memory, and it should be le'ilui nishmosoy of Harav Rafal Zalman HaKoyen Levin. As we heard from Dr. Kadish, he really was a paragon of Torah im Derech Eretz, a person that was a disciple of the greatest Gedolim in Lithuania. Who could choose better Rabbeim than Rab Chaim Brisk and Rab Chaim Moiser? He was a musmach by those two great Gedolim, the giants, and a Talmud of Rab Baruch Ber. 100 years ago, he came to the shores of America and dedicated the entirety of his life to teaching Torah and community service. It is an example we all need to follow. And today's shir and the Torah that we learn and teach should be in his memory and le'ilui nishmosoy. The topic I was asked to address is the posik in Oleinu Lishabeach. 3 times a day, we all say this beautiful tefillah. The Reishis Chochma, in one of his magnificent Sforim, a sefer that is not well known, Toitzaos Chaim, said that Oleinu is the equivalent of Kriyas Shema. It is of the same nature and essence. Oleinu Lishabeach is all about Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemayim. So 3 times a day we say ki lecho tichra kol berech tishova kol loshoin lefonecho Hashem Elokeinu yichra'u v'yepoilu. And numerous times throughout the years when I say this tefillah, I wonder, how could this possibly come to be? Well, maybe it will be miraculous, likely. But b'derech ha-teva, how will this transpire? We live in such a diverse world. On one hand, the entire world is so intertwined and interconnected. But on the other hand, it is so diverse. Different cultures, different faiths and religions, different philosophies, different creeds. What will bring them all together? Ki lecho tichra kol berech Teshuva kol loshon. I think for the past 9 months, yes, we are seeing how that happens and unfolds. This global pandemic, we have known nothing like it in our lifetimes, and I think many generations before. The entire world was brought to its knees. And this universal feeling of helplessness and hopelessness has engulfed the entirety of humankind. I don't think there's any country in the world that doesn't hurt by this pandemic. The global economy is in tatters. Approximately 70 million people were infected. 1.5 million people perished and died. And the end is not yet in sight. We all hope for the upcoming vaccine. But yes, we have witnessed Ki lechok tichra kol berech. We are still waiting to see the fulfillment of Lefonecho Hashem Elokeinu yichru v'yepoilo v'yekablu kulam es oil malchusecho. So this is a time of immense challenge. We know in our emunah, in our faith, in our Torah, every difficulty is an asoyin. Every crisis is a challenge. Asara nesyonis nesas Avraham avinu v'omed bekulam. Avraham was tested again and again. The very first Jew, the very first person in the world that came on his own to the realization, to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator and the master of the universe. We would expect him to be blessed with a utopian life of bliss and blessing. It was not to be. He was tested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu again and again. And he was fully aware that all those difficulties and hardships and pain and suffering were part of a greater plan. He was put to test. And he rose to the challenge. Asura nesyonis nesnasu Avraham Avinu va'omad bekilam. Did we rise to the challenge? I think this is a question every individual and especially every leader in our people needs to ask himself. Did we pass the test of our Nisoyan? Did COVID-19, the corona pandemic, did it make us better people? Are we better Jews? Did we rise to the challenge? Did we pass the test? I am afraid to say, no, we didn't. I think in the first wave, we did. I think the first wave made us better people, more sensitive to the pain of others. It brought us together. My feeling is that we all shared this wonderful feeling of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh B'Zeh. The vast majority amongst us followed the rules. The young, the healthy, the vibrant distanced themselves. We closed shuls. And we did it out of concern for the elders of our communities, for the ill, for the feeble, for those that have compromised immune systems, the cancer patients that are on chemotherapy, and many others. We felt that we are all part of a greater entity. We felt that we are all brothers. We felt as one. We felt in the depth of our hearts, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, we became closer to each other. To my dismay, it is almost a distant memory. And I think the second wave drove us apart. My dear friends, people are still dying. And they're dying every day. This Shabbos, I know. I don't know the more, probably many more, but I am aware of two from people that died from COVID-19 in Eretz Yisrael. Both were 64 years of age. Yes, there are thousands of people falling ill every day. People are dying every day. But we don't seem to care. And we have become insensitive. Where has this feeling of Kol Yisrael Arevim gone? It is sad. It is tragic. So the first wave brought us together, and now it's driving us apart. Achdus is the most important virtue. It is so essential. Unity is strength. And we may stand together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. The Maharal asks a very fundamental question. By Kriyas Yamsuf, we achieved heights as never before. Raso Shifcho Alayam, Mashalaru Yecheskel V'chol HaNaviim. Every simple tip. Achieve the heights of the prophets. And Chazal specify Yecheskel because Yecheskel was the one that witnessed Maaseh Merkava, the greatest revelation. And each and every individual achieved those unbelievable heights. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah right there and then? The Maharal explains they were missing one, only one ingredient, but that is essential. And as long as that was lacking and missing, they could not accept Torah Hashem. It is only when they stood Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Yishechod Velev Echod, it is only then that they were found Ra'ui, fitting for Kabbalah Satayna. This week, we read Parshas Vayeshev. Chumash Bereshis, in its entirety, is defined as Sifron Shel Avos. It is the story of the giants of our people. So the first two Parshios, Bereshis and Noach, are about Adam HaRishon and Noach. But that is not our story. Our story begins in Parshas Lech Lecha with Avraham Avinu. He was the very first Jew, first and foremost of Avoseinu HaGedoshim. So let me share with you an interesting comment. The story of Avraham Avinu spans three Parshas, Lech Lecha, Vayero, and Chayesor. For some reason, which we won't address today, maybe at another opportunity, Yitzchak is only very briefly described. We don't know much about Yitzchak Avinu. The last section of Parshas Chayesorah and the first section of Parshas Toldos. And then we have three Parshios dealing with Yaakov Avinu. And that is Toldos Vayetze Vayishlach. The story of Yosef and his brothers takes up more space than the story of Avraham or the story of Yaakov. Four parshiyos are dedicated to the story of Yosef and his brothers. Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, and Parshas Vayechi. And I think this comes to demonstrate and to emphasize the importance of learning this sugya, the troubled sugya of Yosef and his brothers. So once a year, we sit at the most magnificent of nights, B'Leil HaSeder. We start the Seder with Karpas, and we finish the Seder with the story of Chad Gadia. It is not coincidence. Rabbeinu Menoyach, one of the foremost commentators of the Rambam, notes that Karpas in Aramaic is Eksoines Pasim. And that is his interpretation. Why do we eat Karpas? Chad Gadya, as I explained in Agodas of Pesach Minchas Osho, alludes to the tragedy of Machlokes. So when we sit with hearts full of gratitude, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is also important to remember what brought us to Golos Mitzrayim in the first place. And that's the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. That is the story of the Ksoines Pasim, the story of Yosef and his brothers. So on Parshas Miketz, when Yankov's children come back from Eretz Mitzrayim and Shimon is not with them, and they tell their great father, we cannot get back without Binyamin. The Mishnah Melech demands that we bring our younger brother. And Yankov, heartbroken, cries out and he says, Yosef einenu, Shimon einenu, olai hoyu kulono. The Gro, the Vilna Gaon, has an amazing thought. Olai, we already had that word in the story of Yosef and his brothers. Olai kilelascho beni. Olai, says the Groz Loshatevis, Esav, Lovin, and Yosef. So when Rivka tells Yankov, dress up as Esav, pretend to be Esav, Yankov is terrified. He is afraid. And he tells his mother, Ula yimusheni ovi, vahoisi ba'enov kemita teya, vehevesi alai klolo veloi brocho. Rivka says, olai kilalas chobeni. I see with Ruach HaKodesh, you will have three tests to pass. Yes, you will suffer from Esav. You will have to deal with Lavan. And then, because Yankov Leishav B'Shalva V'Kofetzol Avruzoi Shel Yosef, one cannot escape his destiny, Rivka tells Yankov, go and do as I commanded. Olai kilalas chobeni. And now when Bnei Yankov come back and they ask for Binyamin, Yankov cries out in anguish and he says, many years ago, I was a young man and I remember my mother telling me, Olai kilalas chobeni. You have three tests to pass, three greatness yoinis, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. I already passed Esav. I outlived Lavan. Yosef einenu. What now? How could this be? Must I sacrifice Binyamin as well? And in a short while, they all came to realize that this is not in other klala, but rather a blessing. I feel, and I wrote this in Sichas Minchas Osho, and I said it many times, the story of Yankov Avinu was our story. Yankov's name was transformed into Yisroel. And we read this parasha, Parshas VeYislach, this past Shabbos. Yisrael is we. We are Yankov, and Yankov's story is our story. The Zohar explains, Yisrael is the first letter of Shlesha Oves and Arba Imois. The Yud is Yitzchak and Yankov, the She and the Sora. The Reish indicates Rivka and Rochel, the Aleph is Avraham, and the Lamed is Leo. All the Koiches and Nefesh, all the greatness of the three Oves and Arba Imois, they are all in Yankov, and from Yankov to the entire people. The story of Yaakov Avinu is our story. And our story is the story of three terrible Nisyanos, Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. And they are with us. Bechol Doya V'Doya. Esav was out to destroy Yaakov, to kill him. He was a murderer. We had many Esavs throughout the generations, throughout our history. Haman was another Esav, because Lahashmid Laharig Uliyabid. In modern times, Hitler and the Nazis, Yimach Shem and Vizichron, another manifestation of Esav. They were out to bring the final solution, to annihilate, to murder, to kill, to destroy. What is Lavan all about? Because Lavan Lako Lesako, but we do not find that Lavan tried to kill Yaakov. But when Lavan tells Yaakov, why do we need to part? Habonim bonai, vabonais benoisai. That is a mortal danger. And Yaakov probably responds and he says, Habonim einam bonecho, vabonais einam benoisecho. We could live as friends. We could respect each other. But we are not the same. We need to part. So we needed to deal with many Lavans throughout the ages. This week is Chanukah. Chanukah is about the Greeks. The Greeks were not out to kill and to destroy, but rather lashkichem terosecho velavira mechuker etzenecho. They had the power to burn down the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Babylonians, like the Romans, they didn't do so. They breached the walls in 13 places, and many times I explained, why 13? 13 is a number that sets us apart. That is our magic number. Yud Gimel Ikrei Emuna. Yud Gimel Midas Shatayra Nidreshes Behem. Every Jewish child becomes a Bar Chiyuva, becomes an Eved Hashem when he's 13 years of age. So you 13 is a magic number. It is not coincidence that they breached the Chaymas of the Beis HaMikdash 13 times. That is Keneged Yud Gimel. They wanted to argue, we are all the same. So the Greeks were not out to kill and to destroy, but Lashkicham Terosecho, like Lavan. Habonim Bonai, Habonais Benoisai. That too is a mortal danger. In modern times, yes, Stalin and the Bolsheviks, they didn't try to annihilate the Jewish people, but yes, they were out to destroy our neshamas. So in every generation, we have our challenges. Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. Yosef is the curse of Sinas Achim. And I think we have a better track record dealing with the Esavs and the Lavans than we have dealing with the Yosefs. He shehechrivo es beiseinu. Va'adayin merakedes beinenu, to quote the Lashon of Chazal. We need to do everything within our power to bring Jews together. And I see that as a mission, as a personal mission. And what would I like to share with all the wonderful people that are with us tonight, and especially the young ones, the Talmidim of the yeshiva, and all the youngsters. Life is a mission, and we are here to serve. And each and every one of us does his duty, and then at some stage, we all move on. Life is a mission. And the most two important endeavors and facets of this mission is our Harbotzes Torah and Chesed. Ki bo'oir ponecho nusat ulonu Torah's chayim v'ahavas Chesed. And I try to dedicate my life to Teiras Chaim and Ahavas Chesed, to teach, to inspire, and to bring people together. Kulono b'nei ish echod nachano. Ish esrei eyu yazoiro ola ochev yarmer chazak. Not long ago, somebody approached me at an event and he asked me, is it true that the Rav Paskin, that if you're not learning Torah, you need to study medicine? What? I said, no, that's not a psak. I never Paskin that you need to study medicine. But I do agree that if you're not learning Torah and teaching Torah, the second greatest endeavor, the second most worthy cause would be, yes, medicine. Dedicating your life to heal, to salvage, to give comfort to people that are in pain and in suffering. Yes, either Teiras Chaim or Ahavas Chesed, preferably a combination of the two. So it's a privilege and a covet for me to receive this award. And it's not so much the award, but the opportunity. An additional opportunity to teach, to inspire. And if my getting this reward would in any way be mechazek all of you, the Levine family, the yeshiva. So I understand that the crown achievement of Turo is the yeshiva and the various different medical schools. Teiras Chaim and Ahavas Chesed, that encapsulates what our life is all about, what our mission is all about. So thank you for giving me this privilege. And we should always be zoicha lekadesh shem shemayim. So thank you, all of you, once again. So in another few nights, we will all be madlik ner Chanukah. Let the light of Neres Chanukah, which is the light of Torah, Sefer HaRekeach explains, the Or HaGanuz shines in Neros Chanukah. That very same Or HaGanuz Shekadosh Baruch Hu concealed in Torah. Let the light of Torah guide our paths. Let it light our ways. And we should all together be zeicha. Lahagdil Torah lahadira ulekadesh shem shemayim. Thank you.
We thank the Rav for his powerful divrei chizuk. It's my privilege to introduce, as the Rav so beautifully put forward, an ish Torah v'chesed, an accomplished communal leader, and prolific marbitz Torah, and a close yedid to our Rav Weiss, Turo's chairman of the board, Rav Tzvi Reisman. Zvi, you're still on mute.
Am I on mute still?
Now you're good.
Okay. Good morning. And thank you, Agon Reb Asher, for your inspiring warm words. Wow, outstanding. You inspired me, being your Talmid for so many years, and you did at the same time. You're really inspiring. Thank you very much. I just want to say a few words to you and to the world who is Reb Asher. The end of the Pashas Vayishlach in the Stone Chumash, Reb David Feinstein is remarking on the last amount of psukim that we have in the Parsha. We have 144 psukim, the miracle of the psukim at 154. It is the word of Klita. Klita is a refuge, and Klita is listening. Reb David Feinstein was the poisek in America the last 20 years. People listened to him, and people took refuge while they are refugees in America. Reb Asher Weiss is a poisek in the world. Metzudato Beretz Yisrael, he lives in Yerushalayim. However, he spread all over the world. Listen all over the world to him. I had the privilege to listen to him 25 years already. He was born in America. He moved to Israel at a very young age. And Talmid of the Kozimuk Rebbe, the Shefar Chaim. And what an outstanding man helping in Torah and Arbotas Torah around the world. Not only in America, not only in Israel, not only in Europe, not only in Africa. He's also the poisek for Shaare Tzedek, Shaare Tzedek Hospital. He's encompassing Arbatzas Torah and Avas Chesed. I hear every day shilas that he receives. I listen to it. I read it. I write about it. Outstanding. The world is missing if the world doesn't get and listen and hear Mevin, Mazin, Veshomea to Reb Asher Weiss. Thank you. Thank you very much, Reb Asher. Along with the award that will be sent to you, a monetary grant to publish your scholarly work on halachic and coronavirus, you are going to forward it to its publication. So thank you very much. At the same time, I want to thank the Margolis to endow this award, and naturally for Rabbi Zalman Cohen for learning from him to be at the same time an insurance man and a rabbi, doing again Avas Chesed and Torah at the same time. Thank you very much, Rabbi Shavai.
Thank you very much, Tzvika. I just want to remind the audience that as part of this award and lectureship, Reb Asher Weiss will also give a shiur to Touro's 5 medical schools sometime in late January and early February, which of course will also be open to the public. And I want to just close with one thing. Reb Asher Weiss's message was fantastic and unbelievable. But it's been a complicated and difficult time, as he mentioned. And one can't overemphasize the extent of his, not just chachma, but courage to speak out in the way he has in the face, in some circles, of some resistance. Because his message of being careful about COVID as an essential requirement of chesed and concern for others and a way to bring us together is one that in this fractious time, we all must listen to carefully. We have to come together as a community to show the world what a Torah community can do and Rav Weiss has really been the international leader at trying to propel us to do this, unfortunately, in the face of some opposition. So I want to thank you not just for your remarks today, but the fact that you've done an essential job on behalf of Klal Yisrael and Kiddush Hashem in the past few months. Yisher koach, and we look forward to hearing you in the future. And I want to thank the hundreds of people and many more who were on the phone who joined us today to hear the Divrei Torah from some great Rabbanim. Have a great day and stay safe. Take care.
We'd like to invite everybody to join this coming Wednesday evening at 8 p.m.